Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Enjoying a cup of coffee is not especially great for the environment. It's grown thousands of miles away, shipped and stored, roasted and then steamed before we take our first sip. So making that whole process greener or more sustainable is tough, but that's what Bewley's are hoping to do with the beans that they will use in their restaurants by using a process called Integrated Open Canopy in the jungles of Honduras, no less. And it's even earned praise from Jane Goodall. But can you do all this without having to pass on additional costs to consumers? Cathal Murphy is the head of innovation and sustainability at Bewley's and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Cathal.
Morning, Joe.
Did you enjoy the non-Bewley's coffee we provided for you this morning?
It was delicious. Thank you.
You say all the nice things. What is Integrated Open Canopy?
Thank you. Well, it's a new method of farming that's been developed over the last couple of years. I suppose the place to start here is, we've been working with these farmers in Honduras since 2013. So they started as a fair trade partner for us. Fair trade's incredibly important because, for us, it's the gold standard for sustainability. It pays the farmers a fair price. It looks after communities and it looks after the environment. So I guess that leads to partnerships, and this partnership has led to this integrated open canopy way of farming. So the way of farming, there's two sides to it and the project that's been developed. So the first side is the integrated open canopy, where you've got 50% of the farm given over to rainforest species. And what you're finding is the biodiversity on the farm is the equivalent to the biodiversity outside in the rainforest. So there's huge benefits to that. And what you're seeing there is the yields are about three times higher than normal coffee growing. So we think there's a method there that could be replicated elsewhere in the coffee industry. And it's a very exciting project to be working on.
Okay, so you get all these beans from Honduras and it comes all the way over to Ireland. Is it roasted here? It is roasted here.
It's roasted here, but there's an element of processing that still happens at the co-op. And that's the other side of the project. That's their Cafe Solar project. So typically what you do to dry coffee is you'd cut down parts of the rainforest and you'd use that as firewood to dry coffee.
But not so good for the environment.
No, not so good for the environment and not so good for the ecosystem either. So, through our investment, and it's been over 10 years, what they've done is moved to solar. So it's off-grid green energy at origin. So I think it's creating a fantastic template for the rest of the industry to hopefully copy and push on with.
Yeah, but when the stuff gets to Ireland, of course, then you'll be sustainable here, which is not easy because HGVs don't use electric vehicles, don't use batteries.
Correct. And look, I think what's important is now where sustainability is moving, it's looking at the full supply chain. So what we've managed to do here is find a very green and sustainable coffee right at the start of the supply chain. And that kind of lays down the challenge to the rest of us along the supply chain, all the way to where the coffee is being served, to improve sustainability and watch carbon footprint all the way throughout.
I see wholesale coffee bean prices soared by 30% this year.
Yeah, they did. They did. So that's been a challenge for us. I think the big driver of this is a bad year in Brazil. The yields have been poor. There's been a drought there, not enough rainfall. And I suppose on the global markets, then India and China have kind of moved from tea to coffee drinking, and they're increasing demand right across the board. So those factors have increased coffee prices right across the board.
So they're doing now what we did about 20 years ago when we moved from tea drinking to coffee drinking. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. And I think there's big investments in coffee farms in China, which do take time to bet in. So, that'll be one of the big growth markets for coffee in the next couple of years.
Now, of course, if coffee bean prices are up by 30%, that will translate into higher prices in the cup, won't it?
Yeah. So what we've seen is the CFO have said since, in the last 4 years, the cost of a cup of coffee has gone up about 15%. But I suppose it's, a couple of factors driving that. Overall, coffee in the cup is, between 30 and 35 cent of the overall makeup of that that cup cost there as well. So, we have some fantastic customers out there. So, between our sourcing and working with customers, we try and operators, we try and manage that as best we can for the consumer, because we know a cup of coffee is a really important part of people's day.
Yeah, it is. you're mostly on the sustainability side of things, but on the overall Bewley's business, it's mostly about roasting and selling on the wholesale side rather than the actual shops like on Grafton Street or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we have our Grafton Street cafe as part of the business, but primarily it's roasting coffee and packing tea. You know, I think our focus has always been on quality and sustainable sourcing. You know, that's our stock and trade. We have about 4,500 customers right across Ireland. And look, I think we've been very successful in supplying those customers over the years. And I think increasingly customers are asking for those sustainability stories that go along with their coffees as well, because that's what consumers are demanding. And we're able to deliver that through our Subriana project.
Did I read somewhere that it costs €9 for hot chocolate on Grafton Street in Bewley's? Did I read that?
There's a hot chocolate experience that you can get in Grafton Street, and I think it's worth every penny.
Okay, well, it's supply and demand, as they say, will decide that. Cathal, thanks very much for joining us. That's Cathal Murphy, the Head of Innovation and Sustainability at Bewley's.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.